to will and to do your good pleasure. We thank you, Lord, for you are at work in us. Lord, you are at work in us. Father, you are at work. You have not given up. Lord, you are working. You are working to ensure that we become a praise in the earth. Father, we thank you. We appreciate all the dealings, all the processing. Lord, all the hardship, all the adversity, all the lack, all the sickness, the disease. Lord, we know that you are aware of all of them. And you allow them to come to us. My God, Jesus, even the way you allowed it to come upon Job. But Lord, you said that unto Job, though thy beginning was small, thy latter end shall be greatly increased. Therefore, Lord, we know that our latter end shall be greatly increased. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Hallelujah. That this morning as we come under the unction of your Spirit, you will open the windows of heaven. Lord, you will open the doors of heaven. Lord, you will open up unto us that we might behold you this day. For no man that has ever beheld you remains the same. My God, Lord, for we are not seeking that you will just show us your backside. Lord, we want to see your glory. My Father, we want to see, we want to behold you. We don't want to see your back. We want to see your face. Lord, that you might do so even unto us today. Turn your eyes, dear Lord, upon us. For we know that when your eyes are upon this child, your grace abounds. Lord, let your grace abound unto us today. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, while we are preparing for the camp meeting, there was a word that was coming to my heart. Was coming, I was meditating on it, thinking about it, chewing it, reading up scriptures about it. Hallelujah. Occasionally trying to take notes. But this morning as we came for the morning prayer meeting, the Lord said, don't speak that word. Hallelujah. And he said, rather, share with my people. Give them the keys. Let them be aware of the keys. It's a word we have shared before. I don't understand why he's saying that we should share that this morning. Hallelujah. But I am at his command. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are going to look at the keys. You know, there are keys in the scriptures. And the keys represent many things. As a matter of fact, I just have a note of 6 keys. And those keys are very, very important. Hallelujah. And we are going to look at them one after the other. There are those that I am likely to do very briefly because I believe that that is not where the burden rests. So we are going to stress on the ones where the Lord is laying emphasis in my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I begin by asking, what are keys for? Keys are a little piece of equipment that is used to unlock. Hallelujah. Or to lock. Hallelujah. Is it not so? Hallelujah. To lock in something that is precious, something that is important, you lock up the door or wherever you kept it, and you keep the key. Hallelujah. Amen. So keys are very, very important. And when we come in terms of spiritual things, they are much more important because that is what unlocks the mysteries of God. And when we're able to comprehend it, then it is easier for us to understand basic things in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just on a lighter side, there was this man in the Scriptures. I think he's in 1 Kings. Hallelujah. And I think his name is Eglon. You remember that name? Hallelujah. Eglon was a very fat man. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon one man called Ehud. Amen. Hallelujah. And told him to go and deal with that man. Hallelujah. And by that single man, Israel got victory. Is it not so? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But that's not what is interesting. Hallelujah. What was interesting was that he got into the house. Hallelujah. In readiness to kill this man. He told him that, King, listen, I have a message from God for you. So the man sent out all his servants. Hallelujah. And I'm sure they locked the door. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Praise God. They locked the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The door was locked in the inside. So the man said, I have a message from God for you. And he was a left-handed man. He put his hand on the right thigh and brought out the dagger. Boom. The Bible says that the man's tummy, I'm sure it's not as big as Rachijoke's own, he just went boom. And everything came out. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that if the man's tummy swallowed the dagger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the man quietly did what? Unlocked the door and escaped. And the servants were outside. They waited and waited and waited. The Bible said they became ashamed. They became very, very, very stupid. Hallelujah. A stranger came, did something. Which kind of conference is that? And the man has escaped. They became ashamed. You know what they did? They now went and took a spare key and came and did what? Opened the door, only to see their king dead on his summer what? Pallor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keys are important. They can lock you in, or they can also lock you what? Out. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll be looking at keys. I'm just using that as an illustration to establish the fact that keys are very, very important. As long as Ehud was inside, locked the door, nobody could gain access. Hallelujah. Amen. Unless you have the key. The servants had the keys, you know, so they opened and they had access. That is what it is. Praise the Lord. So keys are important. And brethren, we must be knowledgeable about the keys. Know the keys that are freely given to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because in our knowing them, it is going to help deliver us and liberate us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll be looking at 6 keys. Hallelujah. I will just run down the keys, then we'll take them one after the other. One of the keys is keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. And the second one is key of David. Hallelujah. And then we have keys of hell and death. And we also have key of knowledge. Amen. We also have key of bottomless pit. Hallelujah. And finally, we have key of understanding. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just wondering where we are going to start. Maybe we'll just start with the key of David. Because that's not necessarily where we are going. That's not where the burden is resting for today. 2 Sundays ago, we shared about the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. We are going back to it. But let us talk briefly about the key of David. Please, can you just open with me to Isaiah 22:22. Amen. Okay, let's take it from verse 15. Say, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, go, get thee unto this treasurer, even unto Shibna, which is over the house, and say, what hast thou here? And whom hast thou here? That thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here, as he that heweth him out a sepulchre on high, and that graveth a habitation for himself in a rock. Behold, the Lord will carry thee away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover thee. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be the shame of the Lord's house. And I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall be pulled down, and thy state shall be pulled down. And from thy state shall he pull thee down. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with thy robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open, and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. And he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups even to all the vessels of flagons. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed, and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it. Praise the Lord. Amen. This was a prophetic word, and this prophecy has its whole fulfillment, hallelujah, in a person called the Lord Jesus. Amen. For he has the key of David. He is the one that opens and no man can shut. Not only that, he says that the government shall be what? Upon his shoulders. Is it not so? That is Isaiah what? Isaiah 9, right? Amen. Okay, so this whole prophecy talks about Jesus. And maybe briefly, okay, let's also get another scripture from Revelation 3. Revelation 3. And to the end, verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath what? The key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Amen. So the description is talking about Jesus Christ. So this is a fulfillment of what is prophesied in Isaiah 22. That this is he, hallelujah, that is holy. He that is true, hallelujah. And when you mean that he is true, it means that he is infallible, hallelujah. Not only that, he is unchanging, hallelujah. He cannot speak a word and he will change. The Bible says that he is not what? A man that he should change. Amen. He is the one that has sworn by two immutable things, whereby it is impossible for him to do what? To lie. So he cannot lie. Hallelujah. And this key is his sole prerogative. Hallelujah. He is in control of this key. He is the one who opens and no man. That is why it is said that, hallelujah, if the Son of Man sets you free, that you are what? You are free indeed. Hallelujah. Because He has the key. Hallelujah. If He delivers you, if He says, come out of your grave, you are out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because He had the key, He had to go to the grave of Lazarus. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And then He said, listen, the power of death has no power over you. And He just spoke the word. And Lazarus rose from the dead, even though he has been rotten for many days. He is the one that can put all the rottenness together and bring about a change. Hallelujah. He brings all the pieces, all the broken pieces, He can put them together. He has the ability because He has the key. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This congregation is not excited. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Very soon you'll be excited. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is something I believe God is doing in this time. And I believe that it is time for us to begin to see it. Because when you have a glimpse of it, you are going to be excited. Hallelujah. Not out of emotion, but you are able to identify that this is what God is doing. Many times we just come into a congregation that is cold. Hallelujah. That are just watching, spectators. But I believe that the time has come when God begins to move in the midst of His people. All that will be past tense, because if you don't join the groove, you'll be out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So He has the key of David. He is the one that opens and no man can shut. And He shuts and no man can open. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I have the feeling He was about given this key because He hands the key to whom He trusts. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have something precious locked up somewhere, and you locked it up, you are only going to hand the key to whom you trust. Is it not so? Hallelujah. And I believe that the Philadelphia church was a church that He could trust. Because if you read through the records of the Philadelphia church, hallelujah, it was quite unlike what He said to the Ephesian church. It was quite unlike what He said to the Thyatira church. It was quite unlike what He said to Laodicean church. In fact, Laodicean was maybe probably the worst of it all. Hallelujah. Amen. He gave a kind of a clean slate, is it not so, to the Philadelphia church. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll read it a little while so that you understand. He says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Hallelujah. He said, for thou hast a little strength, and have kept my word. Even in the midst of their little strength, they kept His word. Many times, brethren, we have little strength and we buckle. Hallelujah. We just begin to peter down. We begin to go down. But He says that if your strength is small in the day of what? Battle. That what happens? Hallelujah. If you fail in the day of what? Adversity. It means that your strength is what? Small. Hallelujah. Amen. But this church did not faint. Even though they had little strength. In the midst of it, they did not deny His name. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I pray that God will give this church, hallelujah, the key of David. That He might find you and I faithful to hand the key to us. Because He's not going. Come on, that is all that He. That is what He stands for. The key of David is what He stands for. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So He said also, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Now, wait just a minute. Now, these people in their midst was every manner of witchcraft, was every manner of satanism. Every manner of sorcery, devil was living there with them. He said, synagogue. You know what synagogue is? It's a temple of Satan. Hallelujah. Not just a temple. There are people who are also worshipping there. Is it not so? Hallelujah. In other words, it is not an empty temple. People were worshipping there. Hallelujah. And some of them say they are Jews. In other words, we can identify with you. We have the same lineage. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said they say they are Jews. They are not. They have a different agenda. They have a different intention. And brethren, I believe that the time has come where in the midst of the church. Hallelujah. There are those who say they are Jews. They are not. Hallelujah. They come in our midst. And they mingle. They stay. They speak the same spiritual language that you speak. They do the same thing that you do. But I'm telling you. Hallelujah. If God will only give us this key of David. And things begin to move. Nobody will tell them to leave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. And to know that I have what? Loved thee. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm praying that in this camp meeting, we will leave. Hallelujah. Possessing God giving us, entrusted in our hand, the key of David. Why will he do that? Because he will begin to find in our hearts a place of love for him. Hallelujah. One thing that is lacking in the end time church is that there is no love of God. And because there is no love of God, he cannot entrust us with the things of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The church has been so intertwined with religion. He doesn't even know who to trust anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But brethren, God is looking for those that will love him. Passionate about him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The treasures of a man can be handed to his wife when they realize that there is a mutual love. Is it not so? Hallelujah. If there is no love, if there are suspicions and all, hallelujah, that is surrounding a relationship, there is no how you are going to give the most important thing of your life to that next person. You cannot do it. You can't try it. And I'm praying, and I'm seeing, hallelujah, I'm seeing that God is lacking, hallelujah, he is lacking trust in me and you. We have to do something to prove to him that we truly love him. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must do something to show that we truly love God. He says that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all what? All of thy heart. With all of thy soul. With all thy might, thy strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are not passionate about him. We are not passionate about him. We only do the things that we feel convenient for us. The things that we take pleasure in. But they do not necessarily please God. Hallelujah. God is looking for men and women that truly love him. Not practice of religion. Or coming to church. Or having a sense of belonging to this particular group. Which was what some of them were doing. But lo and behold, they carried Satan into the church. Hallelujah. And I'm sure the Philadelphia church knew them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. For when you have this key, you are going to have a high level of discernment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Hallelujah. He said that this church has kept the word of his patience. He said, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. Hallelujah. We are in a time of great temptation. Hallelujah. We are going to get to it because one thing leads to another. Hallelujah. Amen. We are living in a time of great temptation. I'm not talking about trial. I'm talking about temptation. Hallelujah. Do you know there is a big difference between trial and temptation? Hallelujah. A trial or tribulation, you may be suffering. Hallelujah. But temptation is that you are being lured to do that which is what? Evil. Or that which is uncomely. You are being tempted. And Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Is it not so? And do what? Lead us not into what? Temptation. Do you know why he prayed that prayer? It was something that is yet to unfold. This is the time. We are coming to the time when we are having great temptation surrounding us. Hallelujah. And he already prayed for us. He said, lead us not what? Into what? Temptation. Hallelujah. The Philadelphia church did not allow temptation to overtake them. Hallelujah. Amen. Why was it so? Because they possessed a knowledge of God that kept them even in that time of temptation. They knew. Somebody said, better make up your mind before the temptation comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the temptation, before it comes to you, make up your mind. Are you being tempted with lust of a woman? Make up your mind. What are you going to do about it? Hallelujah. Are you going to harbor it, cherish it in your heart? Or you are going to say, Satan, I rebuke you. You are not going to possess my soul. Hallelujah. You better make up your mind because this is the hour of temptation. They feel that the APR church had temptation. Huh? Hallelujah. He said, I will keep thee from the hour. It is a promise by the Lord himself. He said, this one, they will not fail me in the hour of temptation. I will keep them. What makes him take so much pleasure in them? Hallelujah. Because they had. I will say, he has given them the key of David. Amen. He said, we shall come upon the whole world. Hallelujah. To try them that dwell upon the earth. Say, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man does what? Take thy crown. Hold it fast. He was counseling them. Hallelujah. There is a height you have attained. Stay there. Or increase it. Don't come down. Hallelujah. Amen. Move on. Keep on getting more of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep on pressing in. Don't go back. Hallelujah. Even though you are surrounded with Satan himself, surrounded with temptation, surrounded with every manner of trial, he says, don't come back down. Hallelujah. Keep going up. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said that him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't think you understand what it means to be a pillar in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Take away pillars from this house. Huh? It is out. It will go down. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To be made a pillar in God's house. Oh my God. Hallelujah. This is a different day. But I can tell you that before you can make a pillar in God's house, you must have gone through it all. Hallelujah. You must have seen what trial and temptation is all about. You must have gone through times of pain. You must have gone through time. Hallelujah. He has processed you so excellently well that he can trust you. Hallelujah. He must have tried you with money. Hallelujah. An Igbo man, he sees money. Oh my God. You know that it's a different brother you have seen. Hallelujah. Amen. For some of us, it's not money. It's just that when they see women, they are shaking. Hallelujah. Amen. For some people, when they see new cars, oh my God. Hallelujah. Material things move them. Hallelujah. But he's saying that this particular church, they saw it all. And in the midst of it, they were able to stand. And they overcame. Hallelujah. I can see it in them. They have built enough spiritual muscle. Hallelujah. That they will be able to carry my house
keep it in place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he knows that a house that has no pillars is not a house. Every wind of doctrine will come against it. Is it not so? And that house has a tendency to collapse. But these ones, they have weathered it all. They have seen it all. They are able to stand. He is able to trust them. Hallelujah. And I pray that as we share this word this morning, be asking yourself, I'll be asking myself, hallelujah, hallelujah, have I walked so much with God that he can trust me? Trust me with the key of David. The key, because this key is a key of rulership. It's the key of governance. It's the key of ruling and reigning with him. This is the key. Hallelujah. We cannot give it to any and any person. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When I talk about rulership, if he gives me the key in my very state, I am going to convert all of you and give this church a name and make sure I collect your offering and make sure that nobody, when I'm preaching, gets out of that door. Hallelujah. And get my security aides to stand by my side. You understand what I mean? And make sure that they are standing at the door. And make sure that when it is time for offering, all of you will march down. And I'm seeing you that you're putting your offering. Hallelujah. And wave it. Hallelujah. And at the back door, I'm going to look at the card. Did you bring your offering for this month? Sister Chinyin, what happened? I didn't see your offering this month. What is going on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is your tithe. Yes, I will look at the tithe book and make sure that you are there. If you didn't bring, okay, maybe something happened. Okay, Amechi has not paid you salary for 3 months. It's all right. But when he pays, it's for 3 months. So you make sure that you fulfill your obligation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see how men will abuse the key. Hallelujah. And not only that, some say, oh, come on. We cannot leave the unbelievers to rule. That Christians must do what? Get involved. Hallelujah. And the Christian, a Jinjin brother, very serious. He gets into politics. And by the time you know it, hallelujah. Let's assume he becomes a governor. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Maybe the first few months. Hallelujah. He was able to keep his place. You understand? Oh, come on. No, don't do that. And he keep on doing this thing. The fourth, fifth month, Palm Secretary calls him and say, excuse me, Your Excellency, I need a discussion with you. I'm telling you what happens. Say, sit down. That is not how we do it here. Hallelujah. We need to allocate budgets. And you allocate budget also for yourself. Hallelujah. That's how we do it here. You don't chase away contractors. They are the people that really bring you the money. So make sure you deal with them, accordingly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is just a little. Hallelujah. Tell you a story. Now, when I tell you this story, don't laugh and don't accuse me. Hallelujah. In secondary school, hallelujah, they gave me one little power. Hallelujah. What happened was that in the assembly, that was in Form 3, I came to the assembly burning with fire. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will sustain that fire. And I preached. After preaching, the senior boys called me. They said, now, don't go and preach that thing you preach again. No? Hallelujah. And what did I preach? I said, in the dining hall, I observed that they give seniors, they give them 5 lumps of meat. 6. Some their own is just meat. And some of us will have only one. I said, it is unfair that God is going to judge that. So when I came down, they said, now listen. When I came down, they said, any day you will preach that, we are going to deal with you. Next Sunday, I went back. And I preached it again and preached it. They came down. They said, if you preach that in next Sunday, we'll break your head with bottle. Hallelujah. At the time, they were tired. You know what they did? They designed and manipulated, designed a tactic. And then they gave me some little power. They said, you are going to be dining hall supervisor. Hallelujah. They made me dining hall supervisor. So, amen. Hallelujah. So, my duty is to go look around the table, make sure that everybody
food had been shared, and they got enough meat. Hallelujah. And the ones that I went there and I look at them, I said, now distribute this meat. Come on, let everybody have equal. They observed it, they kept quiet. They didn't say anything. Next Sunday, I went, did the same thing, You know what they did? The next day when I came, I saw two lumps of meat in my own. Hallelujah. I looked at others, I said, okay, maybe they share two today. Hallelujah. Amen. By the next time, my brother, I saw five lumps of meat. So, what do you expect? Broadcast, are you there? What do you expect? Amen. I the preaching has ended. Hallelujah. I went and I ate the lump of meat with them, and that was it. I'm only painting a picture. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, I failed. I wasn't like the Philadelphia church, who were tempted and they were able to resist it with their last drop of blood. God is looking for such. So you discover that if you are given a little power, if God just gives you a little power of rulership, the tendency is for you to do what? To abuse it. Amen. Glory to God. That is why this particular key is his prerogative. He knows the heart of... You know what he said? He said they came to him. He said that he did not commit himself to them. For he did what? He knew what was in their heart. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that I will be an overcomer, so that you will make me a pillar. Hallelujah. You will say, okay, that was when you were in secondary school. Yes. Hallelujah. But God is expecting much more commitment from me than ever. Praise the Lord. He says, and I will make him a pillar in the house of my God, and he shall go no more out. Before now, right now, you know what we do? We go in and out. Hallelujah. We go into his presence. We receive. It is sometimes it's just spontaneous. Sometimes it is just a flash in the pan. Sometimes it's just you just stay there for a while and you must come out. But I tell you, a time comes when a man goes in and never comes out. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray, brethren, that in this church, God will find people that will go in and will never come out. They will be locked in. Hallelujah. They will be taken over. They will be... Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. From the time of creation till now, there is no man that have gone in and never come out. Hallelujah. But Jesus, hallelujah, he has gone. Hallelujah. He's only coming as a glorified king. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses stayed many days. Even sometimes with the elders. They stayed how many days? 70 days. Or thereabouts. Am I right? 40 days and 40 nights or something. But there were 70 elders anyway. Hallelujah. So men have been going in and coming out. But I tell you, a time comes when you go in and never come out. Amen. Glory to God. He says, I will write upon him the name of my God. I don't think we have ever considered that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know why we bear surnames? Surname shows that you are a child of your what? Father. Hallelujah. And I can also tell you that names, they mean what? Nature. Hallelujah. So if God is saying he will write his name, he said that he will write his what? Nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That I am from his blood. That I belong to him. That every of the nature you can find in him, you can find it in me. That there is this like father what? Like son. No difference. Hallelujah. That was why Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have done what? You have seen my father. He's a replica of his father. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He's saying that them that will overcome, hallelujah, they will be replicas. They will bear the name of their God and the name of the city of my God. And which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my what? New name. Glory to God. Praise God. That is the key of David. Just a little thought. Maybe some other time we'll go into more details. Talking about rulership. Talking about governance. Hallelujah. But right here, we just want to hold on to that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's talk a little bit. Hallelujah. About the key of bottomless pit. I'm not taking them in sequence. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, hallelujah, many of us are overtaken by it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Revelation chapter 9. Hallelujah. The reasons why God cannot entrust us with the keys is found in key of bottomless pit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll read verse 1. He says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people. Sorry, where am I reading? Oh, sorry, I'm reading 7. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Verse 3. Okay, let's read it down. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Amen. I will read it to verse 11. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold. And their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. Hallelujah. Let's pause there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm taking time to read this so that we understand. Hallelujah. How this bottomless pit emerged. And when you talk about bottomless, you are talking about depthless. That is, it has the depth is unending. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you watch one of those science fiction, they would throw down a man, he start falling. Hallelujah. Endless. Hallelujah. That is what the picture here is painting. That it is a pit. A pit means that it is a prison. Hallelujah. As I'm talking, just touch your Android phone. Touch on the word pit. Hallelujah. It is a prison. Men are being locked up in this bottomless, in this depthless pit. Hallelujah.
Amen. But what started it all? He said that the angels did what? Sounded. And something began to happen. Hallelujah. Things were opened up. Things were released. Hallelujah. He says that it is because a star fell from heaven onto the earth. And to him was given the key of what? Bottomless pit. He is opening things. Hallelujah. He is releasing things in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Amen. Part of what he is releasing is Hebrews 12 now. Talking about sin. Hallelujah. Just help me. What is releasing is besetting sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Men are hooked onto some habits. Men are locked in into something that it is difficult for them to come out. Hallelujah. That is just one aspect. The other aspect is that men are also taken by certain diseases. As he's opening up, he's releasing smoke. He's releasing things in the atmosphere that is beginning to affect the inhabitants of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So what he is releasing, hallelujah, part of what I believe he is releasing, and part of what I believe he is taking men into, hallelujah, some have to do with the issue of fashion. Hallelujah. Haven't you observed that there is no end to fashion? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In fact, they are now tired of the new ones. They are going back to recycle the old ones. Is it not so? They keep going. Round and round. Endlessly. Hallelujah. And most people who say they are Christians, they are caught in this bottomless pit. They are ruled by this spirit of fashion. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not sounding as if you like what you're hearing. You haven't heard anything yet. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, the man that has the key of David is going to open up for you, and he will bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of our youth, they are locked up. Hallelujah. In masturbation. Do you understand? And I know that when once you engage in it, hallelujah, it's difficult to get out. You need God's deliverance. Hallelujah. Some it is lies. Hallelujah. Amen. Some tell domestic lies. You know, there are different types of lies. Is it not so? Domestic lies, the one you tell in the house. There's also the one you tell in the office. That one is called what? Official lie. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There is also the one called spiritual lie. The one you tell in the house of God. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Coming to say the things God did not say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And many are caught in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are many bottomless pits. Endless. Some of us, you know, hallelujah. I pray that God will deliver someone today. Hallelujah. Some is, you know, you take a little of this thing behind the closed door. Do you understand? Hallelujah. A little of that thing. Hallelujah. A little. Hallelujah. So after all, it is for stomach sake. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Some end time church. They drink. They drink alcohol. Hallelujah. Not just drinking a little. They drink much. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I stretching the truth too much? No. Hallelujah. It is no longer news that Christians go to Bia Palo. I'm telling you. Go to Bia Palo, other issue, would you understand? And get a Starlight. Do you know the one they call Starlight? They say it has a small alcohol. It's a light, okay. Hallelujah. And they'll sit down and they'll be drinking it. And they are drinking it with unbelievers. Now, which time when you start to drink and leave that thing, it's not within the inside. Hallelujah. And we carry on. Hallelujah. Christians. Hallelujah. I pray that God will deliver us from this bottomless pit. Hallelujah. There are many of them. Some of us, our appetite for the things of the world is endless. We think and we reason like the world. We just desire like them. We go after the same thing they go after. There is no end. Hallelujah. And then when we come here, you join us and you'll be shouting and singing and clapping hands. Hallelujah. It is my prayer that God will touch our hearts. Hallelujah. And bring deliverance. Amen. And because of these things, the enemy has inroot into the church. Hallelujah. Because many times we do not realize what is linking us together. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. I was sharing that in the night vigil. Our gathering is not a physical gathering. Forget it. It's a spiritual gathering. Amen. Our relationship is not just a natural brother-sister gathering. It is a relation. It's a spiritual linkage we have. There is a chain. There is a circuit that is running through this whole congregation. Hallelujah. And if one point of that linkage is weak, the enemy takes advantage of it and begins to attack the body. Hallelujah. Many times we do not realize that. And because we do not realize it, we behave anyhow. Hallelujah. By right, we are supposed to be watching one another's back, encouraging one another, strengthening one another, to stay in your position, continue in God. But lo and behold, some people are just doing the opposite. Brethren, we have not realized what it means to belong to the body of Christ. If we realize it, then we are not going to act in the way and manner we are acting. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will extricate us. Hallelujah. From all these things that are happening that have made the body weak. The body is weak. We are not able to stand and resist the enemy. Because there are weak linkages amongst us. Weak links. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But we are praying and trusting God. We are able to speak to the weak knees. We say, receive strength. Hallelujah. And begin to stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the bottomless pit. I don't want to go too much. I know you understand where I'm going. But the other side, that also has a relationship with behaviors and attitudes and the things we do and all that, has to do with the issue of the affliction that is coming or that has come upon the church. I want to say very clearly, no one in the church should die as a result of cancer. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Nobody should die. Or you have somebody dying prematurely. Or you have, nobody should die as a result of that in the church. But I tell you, it is happening. And I'm not very sure if we're able to control it. Hallelujah. Why? Because there are certain people in the church who are not walking as they should. And they provide that opening which the enemy takes advantage of. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, you find that in the church, hallelujah, every manner of thing is accommodated. Hallelujah. We take it as normal. That nothing is wrong with it. But I tell you, those are the things the enemy begins to cash in upon. And the church is afflicted. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm praying today that if God can only but find 10 people, hallelujah, who are standing. Hallelujah. I believe God will have mercy and not bring destruction. Hallelujah. I thought I would hear a louder amen than that. Because the man called, what was his name now? Remind me, he said, God, if I can only find but 10 people, will you still destroy? Hallelujah. Amen. I know it's Abraham. I want you to tell me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He was about doing what? Destroying where? Sodom and Gomorrah. What was their sin? What did Sodom and Gomorrah do? immorality. Hallelujah. Every manner of wickedness, murder, and the rest of them. Hallelujah. Amen. And God said, listen, I'm going to destroy them. And I'm going to establish you upon the earth. He said, no, God. Hallelujah. What if you find 50 people? Would you still go ahead? God said, go and look. Go and check if you can get me 50 people. I will receive my decision. He went and looked. He didn't find. Hallelujah. Then he went again to God. God, what about 40? God said, all right, go. Go and check. The man came back and he couldn't get 40. Hallelujah. He tried 30. No way. He tried, where did he stop? Is it 5 or be 10? Hallelujah. He stopped at 10. Hallelujah. He couldn't find 10 solid people. Hallelujah. He couldn't find 10 people that are like the Philadelphia church. Do you understand? Who are free from every accusation of immorality. Who are free from every abuse of power and authority. Hallelujah. He couldn't get one. Hallelujah. And God said, listen, it is enough. I'm going to destroy. Hallelujah. If you love yourself and love your household, just tell your brother, Lot, to be on the run. Hallelujah. They ran. Even that one, there was power. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Is it not so? Hallelujah. There was one person, even though she was running, because of the people that knew God, there was something in her heart. Is it not so? She was running, but what? She was saying that my trinkets were still in the box. My clothes, my dad. And the Bible said that she turned what? Into what? A pillar of salt. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So, he says that hell has enlarged what? Its mouth. Brethren, somebody keeps saying, or he says it all the time, that we haven't seen anything yet. First it was AIDS. Of recent, we were all running all over the place. Is it not so? Ebola, is it not so? Ebola, hallelujah. It's not yet over. You better begin to brace up and prepare yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the bottomless pit, the smoke has been released. It's in the air. And every one of them is going to come to pass. Somebody says there are 7 plagues. And I believe it. The worst is yet to come. Hallelujah. But I have good news for us, brethren. You know what he said? He said that thing did not have any power on certain people. Them that have the mark upon their foreheads. Do you have the mark upon your... Because that is the mark that will bring deliverance to you. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to tie it in. Because last night our brother was talking about the soul and the rest of them. The forehead speaks about what? Shout it louder now. Talks about the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can tell you that is the seat of knowledge. Is it not so? Hallelujah. If you don't have the knowledge of God sealed in, locked in within your soul, forget it. This thing that is coming will catch up with such a one. And I pray, brethren, that this is the time to make haste. You say, make haste. Why what? Sunshine. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just take one or two scriptures again on that. Then we'll move on. We have got long hours. So be ready. Hallelujah. Revelation 21. Revelation 21. It says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Hallelujah. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be what? Lose a little season. In verse 3, my attention was drawn to the word deceive. Hallelujah. Whatever is going on right now, whether it be fashion, because as we are talking,
I think the 2006 model of car is already out. No, 2016 is already out. You understand what I mean? you don't know. It's already out. It keeps coming out. There is no end to it. Hallelujah. Huh? Are you talking about your gadgets? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You just this one we're talking about using stylus. You'll be typing it. Very soon, it's not just typing. It's just... just wing. It will do it. Amen. So they keep coming out. You talk about dressing. Hallelujah. Now, it's here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we talk dressing now, some of you will begin to frown. But I will still talk about it. Because it's part of the bottomless pit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We say women should not wear trousers, or the scripture says that. That is where in Deuteronomy, is it not so? Hallelujah. Amen. But most brothers are encouraging their wives to wear trousers. Most men. Be very sure of what you're doing, oh. We have got to be very, very sure. Hallelujah. Be very, very sure of the decisions you make and the choices you make. Be very sure of them. He said, there is nothing wrong with it. All right? The day will tell. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this angel came out and carried two things. He took the key. And he took what? A great chain. And he bound this man, this wicked spirit that had been deceiving. Many of us are getting day by day deceived. Hallelujah. Amen. See, let me go back a little bit to the story of beer. There was a conference that was held last month in Lagos to tell you the benefits of beer. How many of us watched it? They tell you the benefits of drinking beer. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why I'm saying it? I have to say it because it is an area that I am interested in. Hallelujah. Advertising, most of the time, does not tell you the entire story. Are you following me? It does not. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if they tell you the whole story, that company will be what? Closed down. Hallelujah. Simple example. Simple illustration. Hallelujah. There was one video that was posted to me about the dangers of drinking Coca-Cola. Even for some of us. Even if you write it and we will still not stop. But you see, they will never tell you what is behind that you are drinking chemical. And it only takes a long time. You drink it now, you feel good. But drink it in the next 10 years, if you even live up to that number of years. You discover that you have already done yourself a lot of harm. Many of us are in the condition we are because we have been deceived by advertisement. Some of us wear what we wear because we have been deceived. Some of us eat what we eat because we have been deceived. So there is a spirit that has been released to deceive. And that spirit came from where? The bottomless pit. So that's why I say be careful of the things, the choices we make. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he was, this spirit or this demon had been deceiving, this Satan, devil, had been deceiving the saints of God, had been deceiving nations. He bound him for 1,000 years so that he will stop deceiving. Hallelujah. The man who is deceived never knows he is deceived until he knows he is deceived. Hallelujah. Amen. So, keep on wearing your trousers until someday you discover that you have been deceived. That the thing you believe is not correct. Hallelujah. That is the same thing that homosexuals are doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My brother-in-law was talking to his client. He went for a meeting in the U.S. was talking to his client. I was telling Amaka them. He, as they were talking, He says, oh, my husband does the same thing. Hallelujah. That is a man wearing suit, well dressed, a man, that is man, was saying that do I say her husband? That his husband is doing so, so and so at home. That, oh man, it's normal. Man. And brethren, most of the things we do are fashioned after the homosexual style. They are things designed from the pit of hell. And we carry them, we believe them, we do them, we practice them. Hallelujah. But glory to God. God is sending forth an angel that will bind that spirit. Hallelujah. 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And it will stop to deceive nations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation 17. Hallelujah. Okay, let me take it from verse 6. It says, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which had the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the world, bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall do what? Wonder. Whose name were not written where? In the book of life, from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Hallelujah. Bottomless pit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just giving the scripture so that you can read it yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Great deception. Hallelujah. So if you do not have the mark, I'm telling you, hallelujah. He says that this is the time to make sure of our salvation. Is it not so? With what? Fear and trembling. You have to go to God and say, God, am I really, really born again? Because if you are not, certainly you are going to get deceived. Hallelujah. Because you do not have the mark upon your foreheads. Because your name has not been written from the foundation of the world. You are going to begin to ask God certain funny questions, just the way Eve asked. Did God really say? You will begin to ask such questions. What is wrong in my drinking alcohol? What is wrong in my doing so, so and so? What is wrong in my... Brethren, this is the time to make sure of your salvation. Because the days that are coming are very deceptive, dangerous, pernicious times that are coming upon us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe I take the last one on that. Revelation 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, Revelation 11 is one of those scriptures that excites me. Hallelujah. About the two witness company. Very, very, very interesting. Hallelujah. Amen. That is what I want to be. Hallelujah. That is what you must aspire to be. The two witness company. A people in whom dwells the fullness of the word and of the spirit. Hallelujah. Walking upon the face of the earth. Just the way Jesus walked. They don't need. They just go through the wall. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Hallelujah. They are able to lay down their life and do what? Pick it up again. Hallelujah. That is the caliber of Christians God is looking for. Listen, brethren. I don't want us to settle. I don't want us to settle for the normal Christian. I want to be one of the first fruit company. Hallelujah. That is what God is looking for. That is what He's desiring you and I to be. And that is why He has invested all that He has to make sure He has such a people. Hallelujah. But we come, we're playing around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't have time to read all of that chapter, but take it from verse 6. He said, these have power to shut what? Heaven. That it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And have power over waters to turn them to what? Blood. Hallelujah. These are prophetic languages. We may not go into details about them. And to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Hallelujah. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit is going to put up a fight. It's going to make war with them. So it's going to war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. But that's not the end of the story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was what? Crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in what? Graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, because they were causing too much trouble. Hallelujah. And make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, just the way they are doing right now. Is it not so? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. Hallelujah. Who did he torment? Them that dwell where? On the earth. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. They weren't tormenting the earth that you see out there. They were tormenting Christians who were what? Carnal. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm praying for myself. I say, God, I want to be, how can I be spiritual? Hallelujah. Because it's easy for us to talk so much about carnal. Hallelujah. But I want to focus my attention on how I can be spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to spend my time asking God every moment of the day, in every action I take, say, God, what do you want me to do about this? And when once you do that, you are spiritual. Hallelujah. I don't know where you understand. When once you God, I'm in this state, what do I do? When once you do that? Spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. And God has never failed me. When I ask him that question, he intervenes. He comes into the action. He comes and he takes over. And I know that this is God. And when he does it today and does it tomorrow, I'm building it into my habit. I am attracted because I know the benefit of being spiritual. He said that to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Hallelujah. But to be carnally minded is what? Death. Praise God. Ah, a lot of torment. Hallelujah. Amen. Wouldn't you rather be spiritual than being carnal? Don't you think you gain a lot? Don't I think I should gain a lot by being spiritual? In my actions, in my undertaking, in my enterprise, whatever I'm doing, I must decide and make up my mind to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Why the carnal Christian will be operating at a realm, at a plane, you are a little higher than that. Hallelujah. I pray that God will strengthen our hearts. Amen. So consider the issue about being spiritual. Lay more emphasis as you wake up each morning. As you pray, say, God, I want to be spiritual today. 30 days a week, a month. I want to be spiritual. Working, brethren, that is this two witness company. They were spiritual. Situation came upon them. They weren't moved. They took them, killed them. They understood. Because they don't, he says that he that is spiritual does what? Discerns all things. Hallelujah. So wouldn't you rather be spiritual? Why must we continue in carnality that brings destruction and discomfort and torment to our soul? We'd rather be spiritual. And I pray that that is what you will take out of this camp meeting. That you are spiritual. Say, God, I'm going to be spiritual. Whether I'm driving, I'm going to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Be spiritual. Some people say, everything is spirit, spirit, spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, everything is spirit, spirit, spirit. I mean, that's the way it is. Because before you see it in the physical, it has already been conceived in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are, they say, you become heavenly minded that your earthly what? Useless. Who says that? I want to be heavenly minded. He says, set your affections where? On the things above. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that the people out of every tongue and all that. Verse 10 says, and they that dwell on the earth shall rejoice over them. Hallelujah. Amen. Haven't you seen when the man who is trying to be righteous, hallelujah, he is mocked at by Christians, sometimes the people that fellowship with him, that you cannot be more holy than Pope, or you cannot be more hallelujah. Huh? Look at them, holier than thou. They think they know too much. Hallelujah. And if anything happens to them, oh my God, they are rejoicing. They are rejoicing. If they hear anything about them, they are rejoicing. Look at them. Look at what they are doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They say they know God too much. Look at them. Somebody died at the beginning of the year. Another one died. Look at them. Hallelujah. If they hear anybody, that is carnal Christians. Hallelujah. They rejoice over iniquity. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, and after 3 days, that's why I said it's not over. After 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them. And they stood up, stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. I'm sure by now, those kind of Christians were hiding. They said, Simeon. Say, God have mercy upon you. I spoke evil against Brother Ibero. Look at him. He's back again. I thought he had died and gone. But what is happening? Hallelujah. It pays me to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us stop being carnal. Hallelujah. They saw them and they were afraid. Verse 12 says, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies did what? Beheld. Who were their enemies? Who were their enemies? Carnal Christians. And the world that knew not God, because they are in alignment, in agreement with the world. So they became enemies of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to be an enemy of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to be an enemy of God. How can a man be an enemy of God? If you do the things that God does not approve, you are his enemy. Is it not so? Am I not quoting the scripture? That is 1 John. Hallelujah. He says, love not the world, nor anything in the world. If any man loves the world, what? The love of God, of the Father, is not in him. Hallelujah. And such a one stands the risk of being judged. Don't stand. He said, that is Psalm 1, right? Blessed is the man who does not sit or stand with scoffers and them that make jam, make mockery of the people of God. Many times we are here, we'll be speaking against the church, the brethren, speaking against. It's like a man who poo-poos, who on the plate that he eats, he poo-poos on it. It's a madman. Where you feed, you still, you people, the M people, yeah? You are only, you don't know what you're doing. You see, this body might look weak, fickle, lack of strength, but I tell you, God has his authority on his body. Hallelujah. So you better be careful the things you say. Be careful the way you treat them. Hallelujah. Be careful the way you talk about them. I'm not talking about a pastor. You know, some of us, you can't talk about a pastor. I'm talking about the church, the body of Christ. Be careful the things you say. Be careful the way you treat them. Because if you are not careful, you are aligned with his enemies. And when judgment comes, you are part of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I take Revelation 13 last, talking about the key of bottomless pit. Sorry. Let's leave that. Praise God. That is a different issue. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's take another key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll just talk briefly about the key of hell and death in Revelation 18. Revelation 1:18. Go up a little bit. Maybe we read from verse 17. It says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Well, was talking about it last night. Falling as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I pray that this scripture will comfort our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There is more to it, but just to mention that the issue of hell and death, hallelujah, that key is in the hands of who? Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You can decide to go to hell. That is your own choice. But as far as he is concerned, his position is that he has the key. Hallelujah. Amen. God has brought a lot of conviction to my heart that has encouraged me. Sometimes you think that some people are really going to hell. Do you understand? But God, you know, I think it was that confirmation came when Brother DC was ministering one day. And he said something. He said that there is a light that does what? That appears unto every man that believes. That is John 1:9. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said that before anyone can go to hell, you must have made a final choice. Hallelujah. He comes to you at that very critical time, at that very last time, and he gives you the opportunity to choose where you're going. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, I know that some people, our loved ones, hallelujah, that we thought were really going to hell, I believe that God must have made them a certain point of their lives to make a final choice. Hallelujah. Because he has the key. And at that point, if a man says, well, I'm sure like fella, don't worry, that we are going to have this thing there in hell. That don't worry. Do you understand? That one, they say that they are going to have a lot of partying in hell. Fine. A man says that is his choice. He opens the, is it not so? He opens and the man goes in. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, it is a choice based. And the things that we do now are the things that are determining where we will be. The actions we take now. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's there watching. He's looking at me and the things that I do. The choices I'm making, are they tending towards death and hell? Or they are tending to life eternal in God? Hallelujah. Amen. So he has the prerogative. He decides that. And why he has to talk about death is that he himself has been there. Is it not so? Hallelujah. He don't talk about what you don't know about. He knows about it. He descended into the lower part. Is it not what the scripture says? Hallelujah. Ephesians. Maybe a proof. Jesus went to hell. He tasted death and went to hell. Hallelujah. And when he got there, he went there for a mission. Hallelujah. And he went and he delivered many that were held captive all the days of their lives. Held in hell. Hallelujah. Who maybe at that particular point, they have come to a realization of what God is saying. And he delivered them. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it? I think that's Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:9. He says that now that he ascended, what is it but that he also did what? Descended first into the lower part of the earth. Amen. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all principalities, all far above all heavens, that he might fill all in all. Verse 8 says that he did what? Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led what? Captivity captive and gave gift unto men. Praise the Lord. He descended. Hebrews 2:9 also says the same thing. Praise the Lord. That is just that about us. Maybe some other time we can elaborate on it. We are only trying to lay some bit of foundation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about the key of knowledge. Go with me to Luke chapter 11. Hallelujah. And I think that this is very, very crucial. It is very, very important. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will give us this key. Hallelujah. Luke 11. We'll start reading from verse 49. Okay, take it from 48. It says, truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of what? Knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye do what? Hindered. Hallelujah. I just want to get out the key. Hallelujah. But in actual practice, you know that some of these lawyers, that's what how they are just to create more trouble and to get you out of trouble. But the more they get you out, the more trouble they create. Hallelujah. But that's not where we are going. Apologies to my brothers here. Hallelujah. Their own lawyers are not, they are not liars. Hallelujah. Some of us wanted to be liars, not lawyers. Hallelujah. And in scripture, you know, they told us that don't be a lawyer. You are going to be a liar. Praise God. If not, this your brother would have been a very... By now, I should have had my son now. S-A-N. Praise God. Amen. But brethren, here, there is a key that is being introduced. And this key is very, very important. Hallelujah. If you don't have this key, the progression in the knowledge of God will be missing. Hallelujah. Many of us are so shallow because we don't have this key. And I pray that God, hallelujah, today will begin to, hallelujah, give us this key to know. You know what Paul said? He said that I may do what? Know him. And the power of what? His resurrection. And the fellowship of his what? Suffering. That I may be made what? Conformable unto his death. You can see that is the progression. The knowledge of God you have must move you from one level of the knowledge of God to another level of the knowledge of God. And if you are not being moved in that manner, it just means that you are static, you are on the spot, and you are not growing. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day you wake up, there must be something about the knowledge of God that begins to excite you. Hallelujah. There is something about the knowledge of God that you want to share with someone. There is something about the knowledge of God that begins to quicken you. Hallelujah. Because in the knowledge of God, in knowing God, a scripture begat scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Brethren, we need to get this key from God. Hallelujah. But you see, how can you know if you don't give your time to it? How can you know? How can you know God if you don't read the scriptures? Hallelujyah. How can you know him? There is no other book that is given that we can know God with if not this Bible. There is no other source. There is no other source material, brethren, that you can use in substitution for this Bible. You cannot. You can't find it anywhere. Hallelujah. If the Muslims just had to take your time and get closer to a mosque, and you see them always reading, shaking their head there, reading, teaching their children how to write it. I believe the writing they were teaching them is so that they will be able to memorize it. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times, many of us will just wake up, including me, we rush off, we don't spend time to read the Bible. How can you know God? He has given you the material to know him. And sometimes the deception, you know, men have stopped reading the Bible. I don't think you know that. In the churches, they have stopped reading the Bible long time ago. Hallelujah. And I pray that the end time church will not be part of that. Men have stopped reading the Bible. So now what they are teaching, hallelujah, you can see the man telling you how you can get rich. Huh? Hallelujah. The seven stages of money. Hallelujah. Huh? The anointing to create wealth. You understand? Hallelujah. How you can make it. And I think that this... Now, please don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. There was a man that wrote many books. I don't want to call his name. He wrote many books. He has seven PhDs. And every time he comes into Nigeria, he preaches in most of the churches. Many books. And many people are swallowing it. Hallelujah. Some of you have some of his books. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, when God does his thing, he does it very quietly. So quietly. The man is no more. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the deception, I believe the deception was getting too much. Hallelujah. And I believe that God took him and took him to heaven. Just hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He says it's enough. Hallelujah. Amen. And some of us are still reading some of those books. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is no other source where you can acquire knowledge. It's from the Bible. And it's not just having it and putting it under your pillow as a talisman. You must read it. If you want to know God, if you want to have an understanding of the way God works, the things he does and the things he does not do, you must read the Bible. If you want to survive this bottomless pit, you must read the Bible. Hallelujah. If you want to walk with God, know of the mysteries of God, know of the ways, know of his power and his might, you must read the Bible. There is no other source. You cannot get it by reading the 7 books of Moses. There is nothing like that. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, it is time to read the Bible. As we get out of this camp meeting, give your time, give yourself time to read the Bible. Hallelujah. One day I was listening to Idiomie. He said that if that one was very good, it was very good. He said, if you're a Christian and each day you don't read at least 4 chapters of the Bible that you haven't started. Hallelujah. Some of us were struggling to read 10 verses. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we must begin to put these things into practice. You tell yourself, compel yourself for those that are on holidays. Hallelujah. You are not doing anything. Hallelujah. You are there with your laptop every time. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you that even your laptop is going to judge you. You know why? Because in that laptop is what? Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the time. You open your laptop. You say, before I can do anything, let me read my Bible first. I want to read 4 chapters of the Bible before I watch that stupid movie. I must read the Bible. And I tell you, if you read 4 chapters of the Bible, you will not watch the movie again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It was Oral Roberts who said, you know, he printed a Bible. He says that this book will either keep you out of sin, or sin will keep you out of the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let us get down to it. Let's go to Romans 11. Hallelujah. I just try to introduce the matter. Hallelujah. So let's begin to look at it now. After that, we'll go to the last one. Romans 11. Look at verse 33 there. Hallelujah. He says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways are what? Past finding out. For who had known the mind of the Lord? Or who has seen who has been his what? Counselor. Or who had first given to him? Or it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him and through him and to him are what? All things, to whom be what? Glory. That is the person we are talking about. Amen. He says, oh, the word depth. Hallelujah. You cannot remain as a surface Christian. I cannot remain there. There are many of us who say we have come into this way. Hallelujah. Let me use the terminology because I rarely use it. We have come into this way, but you are still shallow. still on the surface. You don't know your right from your left. Hallelujah. So when this one comes, you take. When that one comes, you take. You can't go too far. And some of us, I think that the problem we have is that we think that going too deep will make us mad. Hallelujah. My uncle called me. He said, I hear that you go to this church now. Hallelujah. That was when I was young in the village. He said that if you keep on going to that church, reading that their Bible, you are going to be mad. This was at 7 or 8 years old, those days. Amen. So some of us just, if I go too far with God, I'm going to lose who I am. Yes, you are going to lose who you are. Hallelujah. In fact, let me tell you something. I was telling brethren in MIS, I said, listen, coming to church is to be radicalized. You better know it. Hallelujah. Not just radicalized. You are coming to be brainwashed. So you better know. Reading this Bible will brainwash you. Read it if you love God. Hallelujah. I prefer to be brainwashed. What? In fact, I haven't even tried. Hallelujah. When I read it too much now, it will begin to make people, the way they look at me, I will not do those things, I will not join them in those things, and then they will laugh at me. They will laugh at you, better know it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. There is depth. Brethren, we are not digging and exploring this depth. We are not. All we want to do is to read it like one of those books. Let me tell you something. God was speaking to me. Hallelujah. That was part of the things He said I should drop. I shouldn't share it. Do you know that every law He has given, hallelujah, they are not just mere laws. They are spiritual. The Ten Commandments, for example, is a spiritual law. I don't know whether you understand. We are going to come into it. Hallelujah. The laws are spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. So, being spiritual, they have their consequences. So, the Bible is a spiritual book. And being a spiritual book, it has benefits, it has consequences, it has judgments. Hallelujah. Whether you are aware of that law or not, it's immaterial. Hallelujah. Give you a very simple example. You have heard of the law of gravity. Haven't you heard of that? Hallelujah. Where is the law? Where is the law of gravity? Hallelujah. Amen. You will know the law of gravity when you just try and jump down from that place. Then you will know. You will know whether it exists or not. That is law of gravity. It is set there. Hallelujah. But it's not, are you seeing it in black and white? Oh, you cannot see it. God only gave us the Bible for a little benefit that you might know and be aware that there is something called spiritual law. Hallelujah. When once you breach it, you are in for it. Whether you know it or not, they say ignorance. It's not what? It's not an excuse. Whether you know it or not does not matter to God. Though. They are set. He said they are set in the heavens. Set thrones of judgment. Thank you, brother. Amen. Whether you are aware of it or not, that one, it doesn't concern God. When once you break it, you are in for it. That's why I'm afraid. I'm afraid for certain decisions I make, so that I do not infringe on those spiritual laws. And sometimes I have the foolishness to think that the laws of God only ends in the Ten Commandments. That is not true. He told them. He said, "Listen, when you get into the wilderness, make sure where you poo-poo. Be very, very careful. When you poo-poo, do what? Dig a pit, cover it. It's a law. Why? Because if you expose it, what is going to happen? The consequences is going to affect the rest of the congregation. Hallelujah. We are going to come into it. Just hold on. Praise God. What I'm trying to say, brethren, there is so much depth. The depth of the riches, of the wisdom, and the knowledge of God. They are unsearchable. They are so deep. The word of God is very deep. I need to take benefit of this and begin to look at the word of God. I'm doing it not for my brother, not for my father, not for my sister. I'm doing it for myself. Do you know, knowledge is not necessarily transferable. I don't know whether you know that. Hallelujah. The evidence of knowledge you have is the degree you have. Is it not so? Now, when a man goes down the pit, that certificate, is it transferable? Nobody can use it. The knowledge you acquire for yourself is for yourself. Oh. Let me assure you. Yes, in the world, they say, even as we're talking now, we're sharing knowledge. But I can tell you, whatever I get from God is for me. Hallelujah. And that determines where I will be. He says that where a tree falls, and that there is where it will lie. Hallelujah. So whatever you can do to save your soul, do it now. And the easy way out, get this Bible, read it. Read it as if you are dying tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 4:13. Alright, let's take 1 Corinthians 8:7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must come with a fresh, open slate of heart. I read from verse 6. It says, "For to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man what? That knowledge." Hallelujah. "For some, with conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing ordered unto an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled." Just leave the second part. The first part, the A of it, it says, "Howbeit, there is not in what? Every man that knowledge." Not everyone. Not everyone seated here has the knowledge of God. Not every one of us have the knowledge of God. Some of us, even though we have, it is shallow. Even though we have, it is small. Hallelujah. The measure of the knowledge of God we have is small. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15. If I still remember the verse of that one. About knowledge. 15. Okay, we can just leave it. Let's take Colossians 1:10. "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing." Okay, just go back, verse 9. "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Hallelujah. Okay, 15. Okay, we'll come back to it. But you see, brethren, here, writing to the Colossians, he's making it very plain, very clear, that you cannot begin to pride yourself of how much you know. But rather, you should do what? Increase. Hallelujah. Increase in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Many times, brethren, we settle where we are. We begin to pride ourselves with much. Oh, okay, I know tabernacle. I know it. Hallelujah. It's not knowing tabernacle. Hallelujah. Huh? Tabernacle is very wide and very deep. Anytime you touch it, things begin to expand. I use the medical terms. Anytime you touch an aspect, it begins to mutate. Hallelujah. Begin to increase. Begin to expand. Hallelujah. And here he was writing to them. He said,
that being fruitful in every good work, fine. And do what? Increasing in the knowledge of God. Last time, also last year, the Lord was reminding us how, where we're coming from. We have been fruitful, increased with goods. Brethren, the question is that increase in goods, is it commensurate with our increase in the knowledge of God? That's the question I should be asking myself. Because sometimes it can really be proportionate. Do you understand? He says you prosper. As your soul prospereth. Right? And be what? In health. Is it not so? There's a proportional increase. Hallelujah. As our souls prosper. Hallelujah. I can tell you also that it is possible you prosper in health. Hallelujah. As we prosper, as our soul prospers, it is also possible we prosper materially. Because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He says all these things. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So Paul was admonishing them that they should increase in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts chapter 4. Acts 4. Hallelujah. Just you can see very clear, because I just want to bring examples of people who were just laymen, ordinary men, but their heart was after God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter haven't spoken. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, because these men began to speak, the kind of mysteries, they were not there when some of these things happened. Is it not so? But by the revelation of the Spirit of God, they began to expand the scriptures. Began to speak in that day that the power of God came down upon them. They began to say things that they never could imagine. And he said that when they now saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were what? Unlearned. And what? Ignorant men. They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with what? There is no how a man can acquire the knowledge of God and increase in the revelation of God if you are not always with Jesus. Hallelujah. You cannot increase in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. You heard of Brother Seth. He said that for how long? That Jesus used to come into his room and did what? To teach him, to minister to him. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. It's not a swing thing. And it's not something that happens once in a blue moon. It can happen to you and I. Hallelujah. He says that to them that seek for him, he will do what? Appear. A what? A second time. Hallelujah. If I so desire God, if I so love God, if my heart is always hungry for him, hallelujah, that nothing else matters but to be with him, loving him, doing his will. I tell you, brethren, one day, literally, Jesus will walk into your room. I desire it. And that is why I talk about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you don't behave like me. I prayed, I said, Jesus, I want to see your glory. That was when we were on campus. You know how it used to be. It was fire. Hallelujah. I desired it. I said, Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see you. Hallelujah. And one day Jesus came. I was sleeping. I was in maybe a trance or something. Suddenly I see myself going. Wow. It was like I dropped. I said, man, I don't try this again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I no one go yet. Hallelujah. And that is how some of us behave. He comes to apprehend you. He comes to take you. But fear and this other things surrounding, we shake out of it. We run away.
Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot acquire the knowledge of God if you are not at the feet of Jesus himself. Hallelujah. You know, Mary and Martha, you know what happened. You know the rest of the story. Martha was all over the place, running around. Hallelujah. In this camp meeting, we have tried to reduce that so that we can all be together and hear the word of God. Is it not so? Before, we had a lot of matters. Hallelujah. Busy, you can see sisters sweating, serving food, doing this, doing that. Hallelujah. Cooking. Hallelujah. Amen. It is more profitable to be like Mary. Just be at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. And she had a lot of revelation about him. Hallelujah. Certain things he did, they couldn't just understand. Hallelujah. The word she spoke. Hallelujah. She had an idea of the power of God. Why? Because she had sat at the feet of Jesus for a long time. Praise God. It is my belief that nobody is sleeping. If you sleep, I'm coming to wake you. Just wait for me. I'm coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's take Acts 24:22. Hallelujah. You can see a man that has the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, go a little bit up. We'll take 19. Say, who ought to have been here before thee and object if they had aught against me? Or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect what? Knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come, Lysias, the chief captain shall come down, I will know the utmost of your what? Matter. Hallelujah. Do you know the implication of that? Hallelujah. Because the man had an understanding. Hallelujah. That helped him to make a decision. It helped him to make a choice. If not, he would have done what? He would have said, come on, send him to jail. Or order that he should be killed. But he never did that. He merely heard it and understood. Why? Because he must have given himself to the study of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He had an understanding. A perfect understanding of the way. Do we have a perfect understanding? Hallelujah. Do we have a perfect understanding, perfect knowledge of what this whole thing is all about? Hallelujah. Or you just, wherever, it's like push me, I push you. Hallelujah. Wherever they push you, you go. Wherever they push you, you go. And that is what the scripture is saying about every wind of what? Doctrine. Some of us are pushed to and fro because we lack knowledge of the word of God. But I pray that God will give us this key that will unlock. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. Hallelujah. It's one of my favorite scriptures. When I feel down, I recite it. Hallelujah. When I'm confused, when I'm down emotionally, I recite it. Though I'm never down emotionally, I don't take it. The devil cannot touch me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you are suffering from emotional bouts from time to time, just know that there is one spirit that is knocking at the door. It's called the spirit of suicide. You must deal with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that, verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
has shined in our hearts to give what? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So the light of the knowledge of the glory of God can only be found where? In the face of Jesus Christ. When we seek His face. Hallelujah. That was why they came and they looked upon Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they got out there, they say, you know what? You know why they are behaving this way? You know why they are acting this way? Because they have been what? With Jesus. And 1 Corinthians says something about beholding Him as we behold Him. So we are going to reflect. Huh? We are going to do what? From glory to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's move now. Let's take the key of the kingdom of heaven. And we'll, you know, round up there. Okay, no. Let's take the key of understanding. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say that there is a big difference between knowledge and understanding. Is it not so? Okay, is it not so? Hallelujah. Because you might know and you don't understand. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us know, but we don't understand. Hallelujah. Amen. But God desires that you know and that you what? Understand. And that key must be given to you. Hallelujah. It is another level of knowing God. It is a higher level of knowing God. That you know and understand. And when a man understands, nothing can shake his faith. Hallelujah. Because it is like the knowledge has been internalized. Huh? The knowledge is working inside of him. The knowledge he has is helping him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But from verse, where do we take it from? It's a very interesting story. Take it from verse 36. And as they spoke, let's go up a little bit. 23, right? No, that is too far. Take it from verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre. Who are those talking? The two men on their way to where? Emmaus. And they were talking, having fellowship, sharing. Hallelujah. So they said, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart. There is still one verse that is very key that we need to, okay? Take it from verse 20. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he who would have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they have had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. They had knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. But something was lacking. And Jesus came in here to begin to address it. Look at verse 25. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. They knew it, but they never believed. They lacked understanding. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made us, though he would have gone further. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as they sat to meat with him, he took bread and blessed it and broke and gave them, and gave it to them. And their eyes were what? Hallelujah. Amen. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Hallelujah. Amen. It was like something turned at that point. Hallelujah. There was an understanding that came to them, which they previously didn't have. Hallelujah. Practically, some of us may have that kind of experience. You have read that scripture many times, is it not so? But this particular day, a key turned. And it was like light. Boom. Fresh understanding. Hallelujah. Something new has come into your soul. Hallelujah. Something fresh has happened in your heart. And from then on, there is no turning back. As you look at the word of God, something is moving. Something fresh revelation, understanding. It's like the mysteries are now being broken unto you. Hallelujah. It is a key that God must give you and I in this time. Hallelujah. Key of understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 4:18 that I quoted last time. Look at it. Hallelujah. Somebody says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles do." What? Walk in the vanity of their minds. Their minds have no knowledge, have no understanding. He said, having the understanding, what? Darkened. Hallelujah. Brethren, the people of God in this hour should not walk with their understanding, what? Darkened. Hallelujah. Amen. For such people are being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of what? Their hearts. Hallelujah. I pray, brethren, that God will give us this key so that the eyes of our understanding can be what? Enlightened. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:17. He says here, very simple, "Wherefore be ye not" what? "Unwise, but" what? "Understanding what the will of the Lord is." Amen. We must have an understanding in every matter, not in just some, in the things that have to do with the issues of life. We must have an understanding of the will of God. The decisions we make, we must ask God to give us the key, unlock the my understanding, so that I will understand. If not, certain things that I do and align myself to, I only but align myself to the judgment of God because of my own ignorance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I take lastly here, Revelation 13:18. Just giving the scripture because I figured that some of us are getting tired, but I won't look at your face. We have to finish it today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Just let me just take that verse. He said, "Here is wisdom. Let him that had" what? "Understanding do" what? "Count the number of the beasts, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Hallelujah. You know, some of us are waiting for when it is written 666 on the forehead. It will be too late. It will be too late for you to understand. Right now, men are taking on the mark of the beast. Is it not so? You don't want to believe. Okay. Hallelujah. He said, for me to escape, I must have what? Understanding. I must have an understanding. If not, you walk into deception. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Last, let us look at the key of the kingdom of heaven. That is found in Matthew chapter 16. Amen. Matthew 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 16. Let's take it from verse 13. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here he was asking a very simple question, direct. He wasn't speaking in Proverbs. He was speaking very plain language. He says, what do other people say? What do they say? Who do they say that I am? Hallelujah. And you know, when Jesus begins to ask this kind of question that has to do with others, hallelujah, you just know that he's getting at something. Hallelujah. Do you understand? There is something he wants to drive home. Hallelujah. So he starts asking them, what do you think? Because I know he wouldn't have bothered of what people think he is. That is their business. Hallelujah. I don't want to know what an Ekanka man thinks who Jesus is. Neither do I want to know what a Buddhist or a Muslim thinks of Jesus. It does not bother me. Hallelujah. It doesn't bother him what other people think of him. Hallelujah. But you see, he was asking the question to find out what, you know, to drive something home. Hallelujah. Maybe to start up a conversation. He said, what are they saying? Who are they saying that I am? Hallelujah. Number two, he was also trying to find out what they think of him. Hallelujah. So he asked them that question, and they fell in for it. He said that some say that thou art John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That is what people say that he is. Hallelujah. So those people, they might not be very wrong, because the role of John the Baptist was to fill between two dispensations. Is it not so? Hallelujah. But that is irrelevant. That is not the point. The other one, he said that some say you are what? Elijah. Hallelujah. They might not also be very wrong, because he said in Malachi that he's coming to reconcile the hearts of the children to the what? To the fathers. Hallelujah. Those are all English language. But he was going at something. After they have said all that, he said unto them, verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Hallelujah. Who do you say he is? Hallelujah. Who do I say he is? Am I walking, coming into this whole thing because of what people say of him, or what I know of him? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of us are in this house because of what you heard people say he is, not because of what you know him to be. And I can tell you very clearly that will not help you. If you are here based on what people say he is, or who they say he is, that is why you are here. That is why you come to church. You are wasting your time. Because walking with Jesus is a spiritual reality. It is not just a head knowledge. It is not just knowing or reading stories or hearing what people say about him. That is not important. It is what you know him to be that is important. Hallelujah. Amen. Who do you say he is? Because in this congregation, there are a lot of mixed multitude. Many of us here are not born again. You just came because you hear that when you come, they will give you free accommodation and free food. But I can tell you, you have missed the mark. Hallelujah. Thank God for the free food and free accommodation. Because the goodness and the mercy of God, they do what? They lead to what? Repentance. The bottom line is that if you are here and you don't know Jesus, the reality of Jesus, of who He is, if He does not make any sense to you, if Jesus has not come into your heart before, then it is of no use. You have spent your time wasting your time. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus is returning back the question to, don't think about what other people think He is, but who do you say He is? You have been born again for how many years? Yet you don't have a personal revelation of Jesus Christ. You are wasting your time. Because we are saying about the key of the bottomless pit, talking about these other things that will come. If you don't know Jesus, you are in for it. Judgment is coming. And the kind of judgment, you know, we used to think of judgment of God as only the white throne judgment. I can tell you, judgment has already begun. Hallelujah. You know what He said? He said judgment must be where? Begin where? In the household of God. Judgment is on right now. This is a time even the very stars of God are falling. Hey! The very people of God, people you thought that we are spiritual, hallelujah, jinjin. Many of them are going. Where do you stand? If you don't have a personal revelation of Jesus Christ, you are in for it. Hallelujah. God was asking them, Jesus was asking them this. And I believe He was asking them, preparing them for the days that are ahead. Days of tribulation. Days of trial that is coming on the earth. Hallelujah. And you know, in the city where they was and the things that happened, the whole earth was shaking. The whole environment was shaking. People were living in fear. Hallelujah. They don't know what next is going to come upon them. Brethren, the same time has come upon us in this hour. We don't know what is going to come on next. Hallelujah. Amen. And He's asking us, who do you say that I am? What do I mean to you? Hallelujah. Do you have a revelation of me? Because you must live by the revelation of Him that you have. That is what is going to sustain you and carry you through the hour of tribulation. Nominal Christianity is over. Hallelujah. Saying it with your mouth, I'm born again, is over. I can tell you that. Hallelujah. Who do you say that He is? That is the question we must answer in this camp meeting. If you don't answer it and you live here, sorry. Hallelujah. Say, who do men say? Who do you say that I am? And see, Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, everybody must answer his father's name. The other disciples did not answer. Only Peter answered that question. Amen. Hallelujah. In this congregation, let it be you that is answering your question. Hallelujah. Amen. Let it be you that is having that revelation. Hallelujah. And I believe that after this moment, some of them began to struggle to have a revelation of Jesus. Huh? Men like John, is it not so? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he wrote the book of Revelation, is it not so? Hallelujah. Men began to struggle to know Him, to understand Him. Hallelujah. Every day we are hearing the word. Brethren come, God, you know, labor in the word, and they come, they bring the word, they bring teachings, they bring whatever. Hallelujah. How much is it impacting of the revelation of Christ unto you? How is Christ being revealed in you? How, what change is that bringing? Hallelujah. Because every ministry that come here, you will give an account. I am going to give an account. Hallelujah. There is a tape recording that is going on. He's going to tell you the very moment that you heard that word. Through what media you heard it. Whether it was through person, whether it's through writing,
whether it's through audio, whatever means you, and yet it has not brought about a change. You and I, we shall give an account. Hallelujah. Amen. The revelation of Jesus we have, what change or what changes are they bringing in our lives? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will be disheartening. For 20 years or more, one walks with Jesus, and then at the end of the day, you make one terrible mistake. The implication is that you did not have a revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you walk with him all this while, hallelujah. For Judas, it was for 3.5 years or 3 years. Hallelujah. And he opened up himself to spirit of betrayal. And there he was. He went in for it. Judgment came upon. He took his own life. Hallelujah. Amen. The revelation you have is what is going to determine how far you go with God. If you don't have a revelation at all, you go nowhere. If you have the one, how long will it carry? How long will it sustain you? That's the question. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that the revelation of Jesus I have will carry me all the way. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That the oil I have in my vessel will be able to carry me all the way. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It will not be one that will stop me on the way. And I start telling stories. Hallelujah. There are many Christians you see today who have been in this way. You meet them and you start talking. You say, no, you know, when we were there. Hallelujah. One of them, at least he caught a little revelation because he was with Pa Elton. I met him at the airport someday and he said, oh, are you people still having that your house fellowship? I said, yes. He said, okay, I understand that arrangement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many of us are, for some of us, we're even here, but we are not here. Hallelujah. If something happens, we're, wah, he said, my brother, none. And there's an issue. Hallelujah. They will run away. Hallelujah. If something happens to the local assembly, if there's a problem, if there's a challenge, they run away. At least for some Sundays, they will be away to watch how things will happen. If they will still be there and come together, then they will return. Hallelujah. That is the level of revelation they have. Hallelujah. And some of them are here with us. Hallelujah. Because there is no how you will catch a revelation of Jesus and you don't catch a revelation of his body. Hallelujah. If you get a revelation of Jesus, you must get a revelation of his body. He said, why, brother, why are you saying that? Let me show you in the scripture. Mary came and anointed his head with oil. Hallelujah. The anointing came on the head. You want the reference? Go back and read it, because we have a lot of scriptures to read. The anointing was on the head of Jesus, but when Jesus was talking, he said that this thing that Mary has done, hallelujah, by anointing my body, his reference was no longer to his head. He was making reference to what? Hallelujah. So there is no how you get a revelation of Jesus and you won't get a revelation of his body. So don't make any mistake. Oh, I have an anointing. Which anointing do you have? If you have an anointing that is from Jesus, hallelujah. You know what it says? I think it's Psalm 133 that runs from the head to the bare to the skirt. That is the anointing. The anointing must go from the head and must touch the body. Hallelujah. You know what it means? The body must recognize that word, anointing. Not only Jesus recognizes, not only the head, but the body. Because his head and his body, they are one. Hallelujah. Amen. So the anointing must flow. If you have a revelation of Jesus and you don't have a revelation of his body, then there is something missing. There is a big disconnect somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that God will give us the key. Hallelujah. Amen. The key was given to Peter. The key of the kingdom of heaven. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is where? In heaven. revelation. Hallelujah. The key can only be obtained from heaven. The key of the revelation of Jesus Christ is obtained from heaven. It is not obtained by reading too many books. Hallelujah. Am I correct? Oh yes. If that is the only way to, by reading too many books, that you can get a revelation of Jesus, Paul would have qualified. Hallelujah. He would have known, because he was taught by the most powerful crack professors, Gamaliel. He understood all that. But my dear, even after the Lord visited him and gave him a revelation of him, do you know what this man did? The Bible said he departed to where? To Arabia. Hallelujah. What did he go there to do? That he might have a personal, deep revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. The days were when we used to separate ourselves. For 7 days a man is fasting. Hallelujah. Crying out unto God. That not because he wants God to meet his needs and money for his children's school fees or money to eat food. That is not important to him. The man takes us and God, I want to know you. I want to have a personal revelation of you. Brethren, that is lacking in our midst now. Hallelujah. Everybody is involved in the rat race. How we can get it, how we can make it, how we can do this. We have been, there's a lot of surfeiting with cares of this life. Being drunken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that God will, he doesn't come. This key cannot, he says that his keys, they cannot be handed over to us if we live anyhow we like. Do whatever thing we like. Do the things that please us. He cannot entrust these keys unto us. And as long as the keys are not there, you are going to read down, you see the consequences of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For some of us, we can't even fast. Hallelujah. To get to know God, to get this revelation, it does not come by just your eating fried rice and chicken. It does not. I can tell you it does not. Some of us, for a little birthday party, we will just go and break your fast. That shows how miserable the man is. You smell the fried plantain and fried egg. You break up your fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Our attitude must change. Hallelujah. Yes, I always remember something about my experience with God that keep on encouraging me. I remember on campus those days, I was fasting. I don't know how long I'm going to end it. Those days, that's how it is. You just keep fasting. If you receive strength to go on the next day, you do that. Hallelujah. You keep going. Hallelujah. And I was doing that. Hallelujah. Practicing for my friend's wedding. Hallelujah. We're saying we'll go back. I'll continue like that. The day of the wedding came. I went to the wedding fasting. And we had to sing Brachuke's wedding in Chapel of Redemption. We sang. After singing, we went to city council for reception. I did not eat. I carried it and I went home. Hallelujah. The stress of that was running for about 9 days now. No water, no food. As I got home, I lay down. I was just tired from all the work. And I was just praying. From there, I dozed off. I woke up in the morning. As I woke up, as usual time, boy, as I woke up, the thing shook me like this. Hallelujah. Dizzy. I was dizzy. I just sat down. Boy. I knew it's time to drink at least Coke. Hallelujah. And I broke the fast that morning. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? Hallelujah. Men were desperate for God. Hallelujah. Go to a botanical garden. You will see people shouting and praying. Some go there every day those days to pray and fast. Hallelujah. These days, our houses are filled with food. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What you don't practice now, you will not practice it in days ahead. He says that the light shines. What is the scripture? While it is day, that the night comes when no man can what? Work. The days ahead are dark days. This is the time to begin to prepare. This is the time to equip yourself. This is the time to have a revelation of Jesus Christ. grab him, hold him, run with him. Say, God, if I don't have you, I die, I perish. Hallelujah. This is the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that little things we are doing has helped me. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you. Our young people in the university, those in the secondary school, begin to learn to fast. Begin to learn to read the word. Stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Huh? When you don't have lectures, hallelujah, get your Bible, read it. Hallelujah. And you will see that even your academics will be turned around. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not telling you stories, an experience I have. Even the very day I was writing comprehensive exam while in the university. Hallelujah. We are conducting deliverance. We are ministering till morning. I just got to the hostel, took my bath, 8 o'clock I was there, and I scored A in comprehensive exam. Hallelujah. I did not open the book. I did not. You say, okay, residual knowledge is a lie. It's God that gave it to me. Hallelujah. Let us wake up, brethren. Hallelujah. Let us be serious about this God. Hallelujah. Let us stop playing around. I just have the feeling some people are dangling between two opinions. Hallelujah. You don't longer have time to decide. You're either in or you're out. So make up your mind today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in that day, he said to him, flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Christ, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. What he is saying here is that there is a revelation you have received, and this revelation you have received, hallelujah, upon it I am going to build my church. Hallelujah. Amen. The church is built on revelation. Hallelujah. If you don't have a revelation, you have lost out. Go and ask him for revelation of him. He said, this revelation you have received, that is on which my church is built. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter is Petros, is he not so? Hallelujah. And the church is what? The rock is what? Petra. Hallelujah. The Petra is a feminine word. In other words, it has the capacity to multiply, to increase, to reproduce itself. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about the church, that the church has the ability to increase, that you and I have the ability to increase. Hallelujah. To increase in the knowledge of God, to increase in the revelation of Jesus, to increase. That is what he's talking about. That it is on this revelation. So if every day a man is walking with God and he is not increasing in the revelation and in the knowledge of God, then he is not part of that church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, when once you have this revelation, that even the gates of hell shall not do what? Prevail. Hallelujah. You know why most of the time we fail? You know why the enemy attack us? Huh? Why he attacks us all the time? You know why we are not increasing in the knowledge of God? Hallelujah. It's because we are not expanding. Hallelujah. I shared this. I'm not talking about church expansion. I'm talking about individual church expansion. Hallelujah. Every one of you is a church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are part of the body. And that church must increase. Hallelujah. And that was why he was saying that if some of you that are that minister, that you should do what? Wait on your what? Ministry. Because you are part of a whole. And that part of a whole must increase in the things that it's offering, the things that it's bringing to the table. If it's not increasing, then there is a problem there. Because every joint must do what? Supply. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And when this increase is there, if you are multiplying, you are increasing, you are expanding, and when we come together, he says that even the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. He's not talking about number. He's talking about individuals that have developed capacity of God. There is something of God that is inside of them. There is something that is growing. Hallelujah. And there is no how a man will have a revelation of Jesus. You are not going to have discernment of him or discernment of his body. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of the time we don't discern the body. Why? Because we are not increasing in the knowledge of God. We are not increasing in the revelation of him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says that when we do that, that even the gates of hell, cannot prevail. Sickness, disease cannot prevail. The church comes to a capacity where they can rebuke even the dead and they will rise up. Hallelujah. The church comes to a place where they can rebuke cancer and it will vanish. I'm not talking about going to take medicine. You just speak the word and it begins to happen. Hallelujah. That is where the church, because they have built up capacity. There is something of God that is expanding, increasing every day, every moment inside of them. Can you say that about yourself? Hallelujah. Can I say that about myself? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 19, the last verse, he says, and I will give unto thee, hallelujah, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Before we talk a little bit about these keys and the things that come with it, I want to look at the word kingdom. Hallelujah. A kingdom is a place where there is what? If there is no kingdom, if there is no king, there is no kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And if it's a kingdom, kingdoms have rules. Is it not so? They are governed. There are rules. When once you break the rule, the Lord not takes his normal course. Hallelujah. There is no excuse whether you know whether the laws are there or not. Hallelujah. It is not the duty of the king to begin to come and tell you what the laws of his country are. You got to find it yourself. Is it not so? That this city that I'm dwelling in, how do you people even do here? At what time do shops close? At what time do you get out? At what age do people marry? At what distance? You must find out for yourself. Why? Because you don't want to break what? The law. Are you with me? You guys are not answering. What is the matter? Hallelujah. Praise God. You must know what the law is. And you are knowing it well. What for what? For yourself. So that you do not break the law. If you break the law, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not even time for the king to come and rehearse it to you and tell you, don't you know that you should have done this or done that? No. The laws are there. And for this particular case, is the laws of the kingdom of what? Heaven. In heaven there are laws. And heaven is governed by spiritual laws because heaven is a spiritual place. Is it not so? Amen. Hallelujah. In heaven there are laws. They are spiritual laws. You foul them, you are in trouble. You do them, you get their benefits. Hallelujah. And in this law, even the law, I think that there are dimensions here. Because the more you move on in the heavens, the laws are stricter. They are tighter. They are more serious. Hallelujah. Is it not so? Praise God. Praise God. When once you get born again, you get into heaven. Heaven number one. Or heaven phase one. Hallelujah. Is it not so? Hallelujah. And when you keep on moving, you can get into heaven phase two. After that, if you continue and you're diligent, you're just moving into heaven, phase three. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us want to settle in heaven phase one because it's a heaven of free for all. Do whatever thing you like, it is allowed. And for some, they say, well, that is where I want to end. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Is it not so? Hallelujah. In that place, in this heaven phase one, the laws are not as strict. All the same, they are laws. If you foul it, you'll be in trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Number, for example, there is a law, a spiritual law called law of identification in that particular phase one. And it's very simple. He said that the priest will bring the whatever is to be offered, and that the man will do what? Place his hand there. Is it not so? Hallelujah. He must identify. Hallelujah. Up with the blood and the slaughtering of that lamb or cow or goat or whatever. Hallelujah. If he doesn't identify, he is not part of the thing. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you an example. So there are laws that are there. Hallelujah. And there's enough room to move around. To play around. You can really be there, because that is where your friends are, your folks, your friends, your pals, that is where they are. You can play around there. But I can tell you, the judgment in that place is imminent. Hallelujah. You know what he says? He says that this particular heaven very soon will be taken away. He says that it shall be what? Given to the Gentiles. Amen. So it is not, it's not good to you to, for you to stay there. Hallelujah. We must hasten up our steps. For those of us that are still in the outer court playing around, it is the first heaven. You play around with it. God is expecting you to move. This one, this place is a total place of confusion. Men driven by the world, walking with the world, they are all there. Even though they have been baptized, born again. Hallelujah. Yet, you can see in them that there is no desire to move upwards in God. There is no desire for them to rise in God. Hallelujah. And the laws that govern there certainly will come down upon any man who stays there. Praise God. Lot stayed there. It was a very, it's a plain. When the judgment came, hallelujah, he only escaped out of the skin of his teeth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There are laws that govern the holy place, the second place of heaven. There are laws. And these laws, even though this heaven is a mixture, hallelujah. But I can tell you that in this heaven, there are laws. There are spiritual laws. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to know whether you know them or not. You must know it for yourself. You must know that when you in this place, hallelujah, you have a little bitterness, that your bitterness has the ability to mutate, to influence other people. Hallelujah. In this particular place, hallelujah, born again, filled with the Spirit, walking with God, doing all that, having spiritual experiences. Yes, you can have all that. But if you have as small as an offense in your heart, that your small offense has the ability to spread. And the Bible says that many be what? Defiled. Whether you know it or not is irrelevant. You must find it out for yourself, because this is spiritual law. Hallelujah. Brethren, many times we act and behave that as if there are no laws, as if that God is not seeing. Hallelujah. We must watch our back, watch the things we do. Hallelujah. There are spiritual laws that govern even when you eat, how you eat, where you eat. It's as serious as that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Lagos those days, my neighbors will do what they call 48 days. That's what they call it. Feudal prayer. When they lose someone, they'll go and fry akara and distribute to their neighbors. Is it 8 days? Okay, there is the one of 48 days as well. The one of 8 days, they will come, fry a car and distribute. Hallelujah. Amen. And you say you are a Christian, that you are ignorant. You don't know. Hallelujah. So our neighbor fried and put in a plate and brought upstairs. Hallelujah. Most of the things we are teaching now, I don't even know them. Talk about traditions and all that. But I know that you should not eat things offered unto what? Idols. Simple. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual law. Whether you want to take it, you take it. But it's there. He said, don't eat things offered to idols. Why did he say that?
go and find out. So when they brought the akara, I just I mean, where are you? Pour that inside the dustbin. We threw it away. I think the other one, when they came, they brought chicken and all those things. Hallelujah. Yes, Salah, pour it inside. Pour it away. Hallelujah. Amen. If you do them and you say because you are ignorance is not an excuse. Hallelujah. Some of us here, we go into tradition. We say we don't know. There is nothing wrong with it. That is during our marriage. You go into tradition. I tell you, there is everything wrong with it. I'm telling you, not what hearsay. I'm telling you from my own experience. Till now, we are still fighting on what they call tying of wrapper. And I tell them to their face, it will never happen. Why? Because I'm aware that there is a spiritual law. Amen. Praise God. My wife says she is not going to tie. Is it by force? Hallelujah. They say, no, it was the wish of our father. He says she will not tie. Hallelujah. You go and you give yourself to traditional marriage, my dear, be ready for the consequences. If you are really serious of moving on with God. Anyway, it depends on the level where you are. What phase of heaven are you? Hallelujah. If you are on the popular side, well, no problem. But I also know that there are laws that govern there. They may not be as serious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. For me, it would have cost the death of our first son. Hallelujah. And I knew that it was that serious. Hallelujah. Because we did it. But I tell you something, that your ignorance does not help you. The price I paid was that I had to stand over my wife for the second child for 24 hours. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating, from 6 to 6, the 12 hours, my hands were stretched like this, praying for God to have mercy to spare my wife. The child died, but my wife was spared. Hallelujah. So it is not a joke. And that night, I heard voices. Oh my God. You can hear every manner of sound in the night. All over the place. I was awake. Meanwhile, the doctor that was to carry out the surgery was next door. They went to Lutz to look for him. The man was not in the house. Nobody. Those days, no telephone. Not knowing that the man was in another clinic working overnight. Because in the morning he appeared. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't play with tradition. Leave it alone and let God intervene for you. Stand on your ground. The brethren were saying something about things that happened in Olu. A brother, the people denied it, you know. Denied them and said they are not going. The man said, no, this is the way I want to do it. If you stand your ground, God will intervene for you. Hallelujah. Let's stop playing around with this. We went to Edo, to Isha on Sunday. Huh? This is what you will call a traditional meeting. A traditional wedding. Amen. It was a family meeting. The whole thing took place in about 30 minutes. We finished and we entered the vehicle and we are back. The daughter given to our brother, and that is it. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are laws. If you want to keep the law, you will keep it. He will give you the grace. You will overcome and the benefits will come to you. But if you refuse adamant and say nothing changes, like Larry Norman, nothing really changes. Everything remains the same. We are what we are until the day we die. It's a lie. That is the way it will be for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is raising up a generation that will say no to these things. And I know it is possible. Praise God. So don't act ignorantly like me. Hallelujah. If you know the will of God, go ahead and do it. Insist on it. Hallelujah. And if you're able to overcome, He says that I will give unto you, hallelujah, the key. And you'll be a pillar in my house. Hallelujah. You can't just come and be talking, you know. These days, I think the talkings are getting minimized. Because you talk. You are talking from what you know. And what you have experienced. It's not because you once clicked or jumped out of your eyes last night and you come and you want to share. You must share something that you yourself have walked in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So Peter said, the Lord said unto him, He says the benefit you get is that when I give you these keys of the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, whatsoever thou shalt do what? Bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you bound on earth shall be bound where? In heaven. Whatever you loose will be loosed. Amen. Brethren, the church must come to that point. God must give us these keys. Hallelujah. And I tell you, He is releasing the keys. I think this is the second place where He used the word keys. In other words, there are diversities of the keys. Diversities of ministry and administration. He is going to bring to His church in this hour. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Our prayer this afternoon will be, brethren, that God will give us these keys. Hallelujah. The key of knowledge. The key of understanding. Hallelujah. The key of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. That you will give them unto us. And by the time we have found faithful in those keys, He is going to then release unto us the key of David. That is the final and final key. Hallelujah. God bless you.